Welcome to the UBS Advisor Experience. This is a podcast series with advisors who have recently joined UBS from across the industry. In candid conversations, they will each share their experiences about moving to UBS, what it was like for them, what it was like for their team, and their clients. You'll get to hear firsthand about the resources and support at UBS that can help take your business to the next level. I'm your host, Emily De La Reguera. Let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast, The UBS Advisor Experience. I'm your host, Emily De La Reguera, and I am really excited today to introduce you all to Charles May. Charles is part of UBS, but specifically our UBS International Group. He's based in Miami, Florida, but lives in Marco Island, and he actually has a wonderful story to share. He started his career at UBS, and then as his team evolved, made a few moves over the course of his career, and now has a wonderful homecoming story as he comes back to UBS to join us for his last and final move. Charles, welcome to the podcast today. Thanks so much for joining.
Thank you, Emily. I'm really very excited and very happy to be back. It's been now 2 years this past week, and it's been a lot of changes.
So Charles, let's just take a step for the benefit of our listeners. You were once upon a time at UBS, and then you took a different path. You and I actually have that in common. You and I both were at UBS for a period of time. For the benefit of our listeners, as an advisor, tell us about your experience at UBS the first time and what prompted you to leave.
Well, I was part of a transaction back in 2005-06, where UBS acquired, UBS Private Bank acquired the business of Dresdner Bank Latin America. At that point in time, I was an advisor at Dresdner Bank Latin America for a number of years. A lot of my clients were wanting to have more of a base out of Europe. So I went ahead and I was made an offer to move to another institution, a small boutique bank out of Geneva, Switzerland. And I bought over most of my business to that bank, was successful a number of years, and then moved on to another institution. Now, when I left UBS, again, this was right around the great financial crisis. And I think we can all remember that all financial institutions were having their issues. Bank of America having to sue Merrill Lynch. You had the issue of the subprime mortgages and other issues within UBS also. So I felt that was a perfect time for change since there was a lot going on during that great financial crisis. And I thought it was opportunistic on my part. That's how I left UBS. I always tend to try to walk out the front door, never have slam a door shut, rather close it silently, respectfully. And I maintained contact with my colleagues from UBS years afterwards and heard about the developments at UBS while I was at the other institutions. So that's basically how the exit out of UBS the first time around occurred. There was basically no discomfort with management. It was more based on looking for other investment opportunities and taking advantage of the crisis situation at that point in time.
When you decided to come back to UBS for the second time, from our conversation, I recall you telling me that was actually a different catalyst that convinced you to decide to proactively come back to UBS. So tell me and our listeners a little bit about what prompted you to reconsider UBS when you were looking to make this most recent move.
Well, what prompted me, again, as I mentioned before, I stayed in touch with many of my colleagues that remained at UBS through the years. And I was constantly told of, in very general terms, of the developments within UBS. So when my previous firm decided to exit international business, naturally, one of the first calls I received was from one of my ex-colleagues, and he informed me of the developments that would be beneficial to the clientele, developments such as very open architecture, development in the arena of wealth management as a whole, and the idea of how team building is very well accepted and promoted within UBS. So my ex-colleague, who in a way was my competition during the previous years, we came to accord, and UBS provides the platform to create a team, whether we were looking at the revenue side, product side, marketing side, how to develop it on a team basis. And we decided to go ahead and form that team. I accepted the offer from UBS. And furthermore, and I think more importantly, I was considering other firms naturally. The team side was motivating, but what was very important to me also was branding. And I must say the brand has really catapulted quite a bit in recent years.
That's great to hear. I know when we brought over recruits in the past, those first 6 to 12 months are always the hardest as you're trying to transition your book over. That's fantastic. So the three things I heard really stand out for you to reconsider and come back to UBS was, number one, the true open architecture platform that we have here, which was better for your clients. Two was the branding and really the relationships and the continuity of relationships that you kept both with management and former colleagues here at UBS. And then the third was around team building and how important that was to you and your team. So I'd love for you to just dig in a little bit deeper to the team building aspect and tell us how you looked at team building and the really the build out of the team that you now currently have. What was that like coming to UBS and building out a team? Because that is a really hard thing to do in addition to bringing over and transitioning a book. And for the benefit of our listeners, those who are looking at UBS and thinking to themselves, this is where I really believe I have the opportunity to grow, I'd love to hear how that team building component really propelled and continued your growth here at UBS.
I think, first of all, it was the most important because naturally, 2, 3, 4 financial advisors can get together, start talking about where they have unison and harmony, be it client overlap, be it the manner in which they manage or practice. But it's very hard to bring structure to that. You know, adding one advisor on top of another to create a team, well, you have, you know, different opinions, and it takes a while to create that structure. And I think the first thing that helped us quite a bit is that there's a management team dedicated to helping build teams in the sense of, first of all, creating that structure. You know, the how to handle, for example, splits of revenue, how to handle splits of costs of your assistants, how to handle splits of responsibility, giving more structure. Succession, God forbid, when one FA departs for health reasons. And even more importantly, long-term succession, which is a very strong selling point vis-a-vis clientele, of saying, yes, this is the team. We have a generational structure to our advisory, and we received quite a bit of assistance from that team here at UBS and making those considerations. And even to this time right now where we're looking, we're reaching out further down the generational line for advisors, management and that team department has been of assistance to us in trying to find individuals that would mesh with our culture, which is very important, mesh with our desires to keep this as a long longevity issue for our team. And lastly, be able to provide good service to our clientele. So that all these things have to match. And there, I felt that UBS provided quality advice and support on how to structure. We had issues, for example, between my partner and I, how to handle certain relationships, how we're going to split the revenue.
Let's pivot a little bit. I want to ask you this question, and I think you're in a unique position to answer it. What are two or three things that have really surprised you that you didn't expect that were much more for the better in coming back to UBS than what you had recalled?
I was just last week in New York visiting clients, and I was able to attend to their needs as well as to my international clients in Latin America without a hitch. That's one thing that did surprise me that was much more rigid beforehand. And it was many years ago, but still, it was a very positive for me because I think it's very important that as financial advisors that want to be independent, but have the stability and capital of a firm and institution like UBS, you want to feel that you are truly independent. And I do have that feeling. I think the clients sense that also. They want to have an advisor that is not bounded by it to make recommendations based on the guidelines of the firm.
Making a change from UBS to another firm, to Wells Fargo, back to UBS, and then making another change, you know, here in the first 2 years. You just talked about how you and your partner are already considering the first part of the alpha plan. That's a lot of change, not just for you all internally as a team, but it's a lot of change for clients as well. And I'm curious, how are you taking change, which is hard for any of us, but how are you taking these consistent changes that you make and conveying it to clients in a way that creates the stability and the longevity that they're also looking for?
We're using various approaches. The most simple one is joint visits to the clients and being able to show them that the benefits of us working together as a team, not necessarily handing off all responsibility, but speaking about the strengths and weaknesses of each, or rather just the strengths of each individual within the team. That way the client sees more of a holistic approach to the service that we're providing, be it in an asset management, simple brokerage transaction, insurance transactions, other type of estate planning, wealth management issues. So I think that's the first very solid approach, is to, again, show the team approach, present together. And that's exactly what my partner and I did. We went and visited a lot of our clients. There was some overlap. There are other ones that were no overlap. And then express, very important also, to share with the clients, not with much detail, but to share with the clients how UBS is supporting our activities as a team, how they have given us platform and resources necessary to facilitate this and allow us to focus more on the business of giving good, sound advice and great service. Then the next step that we're in the midst of ourselves is to use a little bit more of the social media platform, which is part of what's being offered not only for individual advisors, but for teams. That's what we're trying to fine tune. We're receiving support on that. We're focusing on that. That's how we're trying to bring the message to our clients that this team is a benefit to them.
That's great. And a really good reminder to all of us that every one of us, every one of our clients can manage through change. It's more about how we choose to present the benefits to them and what positives come out of it than the difficulty in the change itself. Okay, final question, Charles, for you, before we part ways for the day. If you were going to give someone at another firm contemplating the move to UBS, if you were going to give them a piece of advice, what would your advice be?
My advice would be get with an insider, ask for that one-on-one conversation on the one side, and secondly, ask for those details to these programs that will help you in making a true comparison and making the difference in the final decision.
Thank you. I think that is really smart advice. And your specific advice to ask to speak to other FAs, the interaction you and I are having today is a perfect example of how we're trying to do that across the country. So certainly for those of you out there who are looking to speak to an advisor in the local office that you may be in near UBS, local management is always happy to introduce you to folks in the office. But I think also having this kind of connectivity with folks all across the country who may resonate, Charles, with your business, whether that be on the international side or having come from Wells Fargo or a team that's looking to kind of expand and build out their team further coming over here. There's so many similarities that you and your story can really resonate with so many. So I'm really glad you said that, because this podcast, our webpage where folks can go on and request a live consultation, is a perfect example of how we're trying to help achieve that in a more impactful and broader way. So thank you for saying that. Thank you all for joining the podcast today. I thought this was a wonderful conversation. I love hearing a homecoming story like Charles. Three things really that stood out to me today were a focus on team, a focus on structure, and the support that UBS was able to provide Charles and his team, and not only in coming over to UBS, but in really growing once they landed here. Charles, I'm so thankful to you for your time this afternoon, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Emily. It was my pleasure.
Thank you so much to all of our listeners for joining us in this open conversation. I hope you found it helpful as you continue to explore the possibilities here at UBS. To hear more stories from advisors who have recently joined UBS, you can visit our Financial Advisor Experience Hub at www.ubs.com/advisor-recruiting. I also would encourage you to have a live consultation with advisors who have recently joined us from your current firm to answer additional questions you may have. To schedule a confidential consultation, visit our Financial Advisor Experience Hub again. That address is www.ubs.com/advisor-recruiting. Have a great week, and until next time, your host, Emily.
The material presented in this podcast has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. It is intended to be educational in nature. It is not an advertisement, nor is it a solicitation or any offer to buy or sell any financial instruments or to participate in any particular trading strategy, nor should it be viewed as such by the listener. UBS AG or its affiliates and its employees are not affiliated with any third-party speakers mentioned. None of UBS or its representatives is suggesting that the recipient or any other person take a specific course of action or any action at all in response to this podcast. By accessing and listening to this podcast, the listener acknowledges and agrees with the intended purpose described here and disclaims any expectation or belief that the information constitutes investment advice or a solicitation of any kind. Any financial instruments or services described in this podcast may not be eligible for sale in all jurisdictions or to certain categories of investors. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct. They differ in material ways and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide to you about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary or ask your UBS financial advisor for a copy. Copyright UBS 2023, all rights reserved. The key symbol and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG, member of FINRA and SIPC.